Shortcast Club.
Hello, and welcome to our 21st episode. I'm Avi Kaufman, your host, and this is Short Lights, an anthology of the best of Shortcast Club, sharing some of our favorite shortcasts from the past few weeks. I hope you learn something or find inspiration from today's selection. Today, we'll hear from Marcel Iten, an author, Thomas Metzinger, a therapist, Susan Durand, an author, Kayla Yuli, an e-commerce guru, Carolinda Goodman, a children's author, and Samantha Chung, an influential thinker. First up, Marcel Iten, an author, editor, and writing coach. In this shortcast, she answers the question, what's the best advice you have for someone afraid to start writing aside from just start writing?
What's the best advice you have for someone who is afraid to start writing besides just start? That is a great and very hard question. I think it all starts with the question, what is so scary about writing? And to me, the answer is that you won't be as good as you think you are. Of course, no one wants to be mediocre. We all want to be exceptional. And very few people are exceptional right off the bat. The rest of us have to work for it. So I guess my answer is, it's okay to be scared. But here's why you should say, fuck it and do it anyway. No matter how atrociously terrible your first piece of writing is, it does not define you. It doesn't mean that you're never gonna be a good writer. The truth is, until you've taken a flaming pile of trash and whipped it into shape until it's gleaming, it's really hard to know just how much work and how much transformation happens during the editing phase of things. I have seen so many first drafts that were become incredible, nuanced, beautiful final products. So when you do make your first attempt at writing, try to see it for what it is. It is the bare bones of a story. Even that's not a great analogy because you can't change your bones, but you can definitely change everything that's in a first draft. And try your best not to compare it to published books because you don't know what draft you're looking at, and it's definitely not a first. I can promise you this, and it's something that brings me a lot of relief. If you put in the work and write and you study story structure or you spend time researching like what you like in books and what you think works and what you think doesn't work, your writing will get better. You will even notice it as you go. You write a couple chapters, by the fifth chapter, you start reading chapter one and you're like, damn, like I write differently now.
Next, a 1 minute therapy from Thomas Metzinger in his Suggestible Minds shortcast with a mind shift to get over a bad start to the day.
Hey man, here's your therapy for today. I've had this experience too, where the morning ends up being kind of crappy and it sets the tone for the rest of the day. And I feel like I'm late. I feel like I'm behind. I just feel like I can't get my shit together when it's probably better to just go by the hour. So if I had a shitty hour from 8 to 9, then I can start my day again right at 9. You can restart your day anytime you wish. So let's just go by the hour. How was this hour for you? And if it was crummy, then maybe the next hour will be even better for you. Maybe it's going to be crappy too. Whatever, who cares? You've got a lot of hours that you're going to be awake during the day. So maybe when you look back, you can see that maybe only 3 hours in total for the day were crappy. But the rest of the time that I was awake for 12, 13 hours, it was actually pretty good. Hope it helps. I'll see you soon.
Let's hear from another author next, Susan Durand, author of the novel Knife Witch, in her shortcast, Creativity Uplift, shares how she had trouble writing villains and how she got past it.
I sometimes have trouble writing villains, making them richly complex, making them worthy adversaries for the main character. And I came across this quote by Charlie Chaplin from The Great Dictator, and I had a bit of an aha. He said, "Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural." In fantasy, the unnatural ones are everywhere. You know, demons who don't need any reason other than their demonic nature to wreak havoc. Zombies, ghouls, dark fae. Writers can fall back on a kind of essentialism to inspire their evil behavior. But I've always been troubled by that, because societies in this world use that argument to demonize people who are just different. Which leaves me, if I want to be comfortable in my conscience, with the unloved. Now that strikes me as a harder approach, because we have to want the villain to be destroyed, and at the same time, If we know there is that unloved core, there's always some kind of sympathy that a normal person with normal compassion would feel. So I'm going to think on this. I thought you might want to as well.
You may have heard that Congress is considering a bill forcing TikTok to sell itself or shut down in the U.S., which understandably has spooked people who make their living on TikTok. Kayla Yulee, the e-commerce guru, shares her advice on a roadmap forward, which at the same time reveals to the rest of us a better understanding of the landscape of social media.
So the House just passed their dumb little TikTok bill to try to get TikTok banned. And if you're a small business owner, you're probably already panicking. What I'm not going to do is tell you to diversify to other platforms and start uploading to Reels and Shorts, but I will help you roadmap what you're going to do next. So this bill is attempting to force a sale, meaning TikTok would have to divest from its Chinese owner, which is ByteDance. So the ban is not going to happen overnight. TikTok will be given the opportunity to find a buyer, but they probably won't find one. Because the only people that could even afford to buy TikTok are other social media platforms. But then we start muddying the waters of like antitrust and monopoly. But in any case, you have some time. I really quickly want to point out that TikTok alone created an entire ecosystem for creators, small businesses, and brands that had no shot in hell before. They contributed $24 billion to the US GDP, drove $14.7 billion in small business owner revenue, and supported 224,000 jobs. You already know that moving over to any other platforms and starting to build now is not going to replace thousands of dollars of revenues that you currently get from TikTok. Something that actually can help is Pinterest. So here's my recipe. I personally use TikTok for viral marketing, Meta for ads and the occasional shit post, and Pinterest for volume. Pinterest accounts for between 2 and 3 million impressions a month for my sites each. It's easy to do. You just need to learn how to SEO your images properly. You'll get reach, more visibility, and once you get really good at it, you'll start getting more clicks. It is a lot faster than trying to build 100,000 followers on Instagram. You don't go as viral, but the people who do find your content are much more qualified.
This short episode of the perennially popular Skygazing with Carolinda is about the worm moon, which is what the full moon in March is called. Why is it called that? Listen to find out.
March's disk up in the sky is called worm moon. Can you tell why? Since in some places spring's begun and earthworms come in search of sun. The first full moon of the spring season will appear on the nights of Sunday, March 24th, and Monday, March 25th. It will peak at 3 a.m. Monday, if you happen to be up at that hour, but it will still be very bright as it rises above the horizon on Sunday evening. You may remember that last year the worm moon was the last full moon of the winter, but this year it comes after the spring equinox, which is March 19th. We call March's full moon the worm moon because it recognizes and honors the stirring of earthworms in the early spring. And that means that they're going to work in our gardens. You know, worms don't just wriggle. They do two important tasks. They aerate the soil, and they break down the food they eat, like leaves and grass, into valuable fertilizer. According to the Farmer's Almanac, some Native American names for this full moon are the Eagle Moon, the Goose Moon, or Crow Comes Back Moon, all of which refer to the return of certain animals after a long winter. And others refer to signs of the season. The Sugar Moon and Sap Moon mark the time of year when the sap begins to run in sugar maple trees.
Let's wrap up with an episode of Simplifying Sam the Shortcast with Samantha Chung. This is a perfect shortcast to finish with because it will leave you with encouragement to keep creating.
Okay, help me understand this. Maybe I'm different, but when you go to decorate your apartment or when I go to pick out an outfit for the day, no matter how basic or expressive it is, I don't ask any other person or wonder if any other person is gonna like that. I pretty much just look at it with my own two eyes and then decide that I like that and then move along. I apply that same energy to also anything that I create. So if it comes to a video or like the book I'm writing, anything that has my hands, my energy on it, I only care if I like it. Imagine if I wondered as I was picking out my furniture for my new home, if the other people who were going to come into my house would like it. It would make no sense because that's my house. And so it's the exact same energy when it comes to anything that has your hands on it. So if you're going to create something, let's say whatever, it's for social media because we're on social media. Let's say you're going to create something. Why are you wondering if other people are going to like that? Do you like that? Did you like who you were being as you created that? Did it give you a good vibe? Did it give you good energy as you were in the flow of creating it? That's all that really matters. And I just think about how many people's creations were missing from the world because they're wondering if other people are going to like them. Like, thank God some of the people that we get to enjoy the beautiful magic of didn't wonder that before they let it be expressed through themselves. They were like, in the moment, they were expressing and playing around with their own interests, sounds, shapes, whatever's, textures. And they were like, I like it. Here it is. And now we get to enjoy it. And that person or persons might be giving themselves additional or further permission to continue creating, which is the joy of being, the joy of being human. I get to make stuff with my mind, with my hands, with my thoughts. And the only thing that stops that is negative self-criticism and judgment, often disguised as the belief that other people will think it's bad, stupid, dumb, or ugly. So the faster that you can accept that people will think that it's bad, stupid, dumb, or ugly, the faster you're going to reach personal freedom and get to live in delicious creation of whatever it is you want to bring into the physical world.
I hope you enjoyed this taste of some of our favorite recent shortcasts. By the way, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at avi@shortcast.club. Also, there are links for each of the creators you heard today in the show notes. We encourage you to find and follow them on Shortcast Club. Check out more great shows available on Shortcast Club. Download the app from the iOS or Android app stores. Thanks and happy listening.